My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Today, learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition has never been more important. And we're trying to make sure that we have an edge, that we have a little bit more preparatory, preventive protocol in mind. And that way we're not playing catch up. You know, just trying to find out where we should be because, you know, we all need to be asking questions and all of us could probably use a little bit of a tune-up on the things that we're doing for our good health and well-being. Every day on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry, as well as talking about the relevant topics for today's world, the things we need to talk about, the things we should be talking about, and you know, the things we just don't talk enough about. So learning what we should be doing, maybe getting some ideas, some tips, learning about complements and alternatives. Those are the things that we really should be focusing on because no matter what you're doing and how well you are doing at it and how good and successful your life is, if your health goes down the tubes, all that other stuff means nothing. And you'll be doing every bit of the day, every minute and second of the day trying to regain your health. And, you know, if we could just do a little preparatory prevention along the way, it might just make things easier if and when we get unhealthy or maybe helping us with a little prevention against it in the first place. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I think that they are a crucial part of your healthy journey. And especially if you live in the Las Vegas Valley in the area, you want to have the best of the best to work with. Not only is Stay Healthy Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, but they are in tune with what's going on in the nutrition and the natural products industry. They carry only the best of the best products. They make sure that everything that you are doing and everything that you are trying to do with your good health, they carry the best products, they have the best information, the most incredible customer service, and they care. Because they have a deep passion and they're also informed and educated on what's going on around us. So when you decide to get healthy, do it the way that I recommend every single day. Go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, get the right products, get your questions answered, and find out what it's like to go to a one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. And when you go there, like I said, don't forget to, you know, be honest and open and ask your questions so that you're able to pick the right products or the right situation. And you'll walk out with great peace of mind knowing that you created some great new friendships and you have a one-stop place that you can go for everything for health and nutrition and your healthy well-being. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. When you're there, print a coupon to use in the store on your next visit. You can also leave your email address for future newsletters. And also, there's lots and lots of great information. And you can also listen to the podcast of the radio show right at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Of course, a thumbs up on Facebook would be a great place to go as well. Remember, an added level of service to make it more convenient for you, send them an email with your order. Send it to contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com. Contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com. And when you get to the store, your order will be ready. Well, today it's a Garden of Life Day. Always a great day when Travis Lesperance is here with us. Great background of my guest and many of you that have been listening to him for a while. I know you're already starting to send questions in just for him, so we might incorporate a couple of those in today. Travis holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Nutrition from Arizona State University, and he's a seasoned veteran in the natural food industry. He has extensive knowledge of the science and application of nutrition and supplementation, focusing on the philosophy of nutrition. Travis is first and foremost concerned with the incredible amount of cultural and genetic diversity that exists within human populations, and the necessity to apply nutrition and diet accordingly to achieve great health. Travis has also overseen the designing and utilization of food-based nutritional supplements while developing strategies for individuals and athletes who have been pursuing a variety of different health goals. Travis genuinely enjoys sharing his passion of nutrition and health with others so they may lead more full and more active lives. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Dr. Burke, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What's up in your world?
Oh, not too much. Just getting ready for a big trip up to Vancouver later on this week. We got the big expo up there, the CHFA, and just excited to kind of get in preparation for what's going on up there. A lot of new innovation, of course, but just another week as usual.
Are you going to Expo West?
I should be. It's still kind of up in the air, but we'll see. But that one is also, kind of the mecca of what's going on in our industry every year. So always fun.
This will be my 39th. So I know it's just crazy. So I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to, first of all, see everybody, as well as, you know, be able to see what's new in the world and what's coming our way and what's going to set the pace for a lot of my radio shows the rest of the year. So it's always interesting because it's such a humongous field and growing rapidly.
That seems to be the case. It just grows every single year. There's more and more interest in health and nutrition, and there's never a lack of innovation. So the more the better, whether it's Garden of Life or another brand, we appreciate all we can get in this industry.
Let me ask you a question. I know that we're going to be talking about some of the collagen products today, and I think that's great. Marge wanted everybody to know that there's going to be the prices are already incredibly good, but she's also got $3 off coupons and a free shaker cup with every purchase of one of the collagens that we're going to talk about today. So that's pretty cool. So my question is, why is collagen just so hot now? You know, I think back when we used to talk about collagen years and years ago, back then it was always talked about as being injected in the skin, and it was something that, you know, was only used for the skin. And here we are today, collagen is getting so much attention. But, you know, yeah, the skin is one thing, but that's only the tip of the iceberg. And more people are finding out that they're a candidate for using a collagen supplement.
Yeah, it's interesting because I know even back when I was working in the aisles of my health food store, this was only 6-7 years ago, we had a lot of collagen products on the shelf, but I think they kind of fit in with exactly what you're saying. The focus was more on kind of this low-dose approach, just a couple grams, just a very small amount, and the assumption is that it's just going to go straight to your skin or it's going to target your skin specifically. And what we know about collagen is that while the nutrition is fantastic for things like hair, skin, and nails, and that's probably one of the primary reasons why people would want it, you know, collagen is a protein. And just like any other protein, we need to make sure we're getting enough. We need to make sure we're dealing in kind of these gram doses, right, where we have, enough to fit our needs throughout our entire day. But more importantly, what collagen is really giving us is this specific amino acid profile that really balances out all the other proteins in our diet. So I think collagen has gotten so hot mainly because, this is over the last year, right? It just continues to grow. It's mainly due to the fact that it's supplying you a type of protein that you just simply can't really mimic otherwise. And what that protein is benefiting you is not just hair, skin, and nails, but it's really anywhere where you're building collagen in your diet or anywhere where you need protein in your diet. So it has a general use of being a protein, but it has a specific use of supplying all of those special amino acids that help you to really just generally repair all the tissues in your body, but specifically the glue that holds you together.
You know, and the interesting thing is that, you know, a lot of people are searching, you know, for something that does more than one thing. And, you know, the wonderful thing that I have seen with the collagen products is that, you know, they may start using it for one thing, but those radiated benefits affect them in so many different areas that I'll hear from them after a month or 2 months. And they're like, I had no idea that it was going to be giving me some healthy support in this area. And I love that. That's one of my favorite things is when you use it for something, get results, but get results in other areas as well. I love that.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not just hair, skin, and nails. A lot of people experience benefits to their gut. We know that, you know, when it comes to the type of tissue that our skin is composed of, that's epithelial tissue. And that's very similar to the type of tissue we have in our gut and along our entire digestive tract. You know, you need that quote-unquote glue to hold your digestive tract together. But so, too, is there a lot of collagen found in your bones. As a matter of fact, the majority of the weight of your bones outside of things like water is not going to be calcium and other minerals. It's actually going to be protein. So we need collagen. We need protein in general to make sure that we're supporting all the various types of proteins in our body. But when we consume collagen, it specifically has the types of amino acids that are in most demand everywhere else. So when you say radiate, you truly do mean that. You know, it's not just hair, skin, and nails. It's your gut health. It's bone health. It's pretty much the dominant protein in your body. So there's no area, in any of your organ systems that doesn't also have this layer of connective tissue that supports it and, you know, kind of keeps it separate. So, you know, even things like recovery from exercise, a lot of people find benefits from taking a collagen over and against other proteins because it helps with their joints, helps with the cartilage, helps with everything that is just involved with daily repair of your tissues.
And, you know, the thing that I notice more about collagen, and then we'll talk about the individual formulas, is that to me, it seems like results are something you see pretty quickly. But on top of that, long-term results come about the longer you use it, the more results you see and the better success you have. So people will ask me all the time, can I use this long-term? Absolutely. Agreed?
Yeah, and if people want to know kind of, you know, what is it specifically that they're experiencing collagen, you know, benefits from that they don't necessarily get from other proteins, and, you know, everybody has to find the right supplement for them. And the beauty of proteins, you know, that whole category is just there's so much diversity that there's always an option for everybody. But specifically with collagen, what it's providing you that makes it different from any other protein is a really big dose of glycine and proline. And if you kind of get into the science of it, you know that those are very simple aminos. Those are aminos that you can even make on your own. But the benefit of getting a big dose in the diet is that you don't have to make it on your own. You don't have to use up other nutrients to do that. And it's going to come in and blanket and balance out all the other protein in your diet. And especially for people who see really big benefits, what that's generally telling you is that your body was searching for glycine and proline, and you just gave it a big dose, and now it has that balance. So for individuals who experience a lot of benefit from it, there's a specific reason why, and that's because collagen is a really unique protein compared to other protein sources.
Now, let me ask you one more question. When you start thinking about using collagen, I mean, is this something that we can use with younger folks as well, or is it only do we put it in the adult category?
Absolutely. You know, the benefit of proteins is that in general, proteins are proteins, right? And all humans need protein. It's just a matter of how much, and that's dependent on your size or your age or the amount of lean body mass that you have, you know, muscle mass. But in general, you know, collagen is one of those supplements that's perfect for the whole family. Now, if you start getting into formulas that have clinically studied doses, that's where it becomes a little more specific because the research that was done on those ingredients is likely being done on adults or a specific demographic. But when you're looking at just a pure protein or like a flavored protein, then that's something that can be used by the whole family. It's just a matter of making sure that, you know, you're not wasting it by giving too much to a kid, but mixing it in with a smoothie, perfect. A couple grams of collagen, maybe 5 to 10, it's no different than you know, putting in some milk in their smoothie because you're just giving them that general nutrition that has such a broad use.
Now, when we're talking about collagen in general, and we're starting to take a look at what is going on with the use of collagen, one thing I want people to know before we get started is that collagen can be basically added to, I think, any kind of a food group. You know, we all kind of walk on eggshells when we're looking at collagen. And I think there's a lot of us that are kind of confused a little bit. You know, can we add it to something that's hot? Do we have to use it in something that's cold? Can it be used in, you know, everything from smoothies and everything else? And I think that's something that a lot of us want to learn about. So if you're talking across the board with collagen, anywhere, any place, anytime, anyhow.
Yeah, I keep using that word, that protein word. And that's really what I want our listeners to really understand, is that collagen is a protein, just as whey protein is a protein, or plant proteins or egg proteins. It's really kind of interchangeable. It's just a matter of what protein is right for you. So, you know, when it comes to the use of these proteins, it's no different than finding protein in any other meal or any other food that you get in your day. So you can mix it in with hot beverages. You can mix it in with cold smoothies. You could put it in with baking products. You can mix it into a stew. You know, you can really apply it anywhere you want. You're not going to harm that ingredient because it's a protein, and proteins are found throughout our whole diet. But collagen is a great way to make sure we get enough, and it's a great way to make sure that we get that specific type to be able to balance everything else out.
So that being said, let's start with the beauty collagen. Now, a lot of people that are using collagen are using because of the fact that they're trying to make a difference to their skin. But it also affects your hair and nails. And, you know, here's one of those times when I had a friend of mine that was taking it for her hair. And all of a sudden she noticed after 3 months of using collagen, she noticed that her hair was growing, her nails were growing, her skin was better. And she didn't take it for that. She was just using it for one thing. And oh my goodness, you couldn't pry it out of her hand now if you want to. You know, because she had those benefits and she's telling everybody, you know, you may use it for one thing, but she's passing on the information about radiated benefits. So the grass-fed collagen beauty, let's talk about that. How is it different? Why is it different? Who's a candidate?
Yeah, so we started off like we do with many of our types of proteins. We try to keep it really simple. So we, of course, have our unflavored collagen that gives you 20 grams of protein plus a little bit of probiotics, because at Garden of Life, we love digestive health. We put probiotics in pretty much everything. But then for those who are specifically looking for that kind of hair, skin, and nail benefit, we know that a lot of individuals, they might be taking a product right now that is designed for hair, skin, and nails. And when you look at a product like that, you always see kind of your trifecta of ingredients that go into benefiting those types of tissues. That's number one, going to be vitamin C. Number two, it's going to be biotin. And number three, it's going to be silica. And we call those cofactors, or essential nutrients, or vitamins and minerals, right? And so what makes them essential is that you need to get them in the diet, because what they do is they take your other nutrients, like protein, like collagen, and they help to convert it into collagen in your body. And the most important one there is always going to be vitamin C. So we're going to get into a little bit of classroom time here. When we look at vitamin C, I think that we all kind of generally know, if we know of any vitamin, why it's a vitamin, we know vitamin C. I know growing up, my mom always told me, you better get your fruits and vegetables or else you're going to get scurvy, right? And so we know that vitamin C, if we don't get enough, we get scurvy. But just to help kind of connect that a little stronger in people's minds, the chemical name for vitamin C is called ascorbic acid. That stands for anti-scurvy acid. That's literally what it means. And so vitamin C is, of course, a critical element of our diet today, but all the more so to help us to build healthy hair, skin, and nails. So in our collagen beauty formulas, the goal was to not just give us protein that's necessary to build hair, skin, and nails, but we also wanted to give the specific type of protein that can best supply all of the individual amino acids in the right ratios to be able to go directly to work in building collagen in our body. And then lastly, we include all of the necessary cofactors to be able to assist the body's production of those special proteins that we need to build healthy hair, skin, and nails. So we call it our beauty formula because, it's targeting those proteins that are, kind of building up, our frame on the outside. But at the same time, this is really helpful for anybody who is not just, worried about making sure they're getting enough protein in the diet, but also making sure that they're giving their body all the tools to use that protein. So, of course, we put a little bit of probiotics in there to kind of finish it off, but having those cofactors really kind of takes it to the extra level to guarantee that you're able to assist the body's use of that protein in a maximal way. And it also tastes really, really great. We got two flavors, And I can't make up my mind which one I like the most. But the strawberry lemonade is probably a winner there. If I had to choose, but they both taste really great. No sugar added, and it's just a great way to kind of round it all out. And it mixes in really great with things like just like ice cold water, like a refreshing drink, almost kind of like a lemonade. And it's a great way to get all those nutrients in one place, and something that tastes pretty good actually.
Now, that brings in another question. You know, you said that with you, you have a hard time making up your decision. Here they're talking about collagen beauty. So obviously this is not just a woman's formula. We got men using it as well. I mean, I'll tell you what, I see more men using cosmetics and skin things now than ever before. And I don't know if the walls have just come down, or maybe we're just, you know, being more honest about that. We want to look good in our skin too.
Absolutely. You know, and when it comes to nutrition, we all need it, right? And so, you know, whether it's being targeted for one use over another, the nice thing about even a product like a collagen beauty is that you're getting universal nutrition here, right? Cofactors and specific proteins. All people need that. Even all ages need that. So to be able to have something, you know, I kind of make up a smoothie with it in the morning, and my wife and I and our kids, we all kind of, you know, have a little cup and we, you know, kind of take our dose or whatnot. But you're getting serious doses. I mean, you're getting 2,500 micrograms of biotin. That's more than enough to make sure that you're able to maintain and repair that wonderful collagen protein in your body. And then lastly, you know, you have something like our silica. And silica helps to maintain that hydration in our skin. So these are concerns that all people have in all ages, you know, parents for their children, and making sure that, you know, kind of we're maintaining, we're keeping up the normal processes of our body throughout our life. This is just a nice, convenient package where we put it all together, and it tastes really great.
Now, is there a... Okay, here's a question I love to ask, and I probably asked you this before with other products, but I'm going to ask it because I think it needs to be asked. Most of the dosage or serving sizes on products within our industry over the last 30 years have always been based on the idea of weight. You know, a woman between the weight of 100 and maybe 135 pounds, men between like 140 and maybe 170. But let's face it, that's not the size of everybody today. People are bigger. They carry more weight on their frame. So my question comes in, how do you know if you should be following the serving size on something like collagen, or whether you should be maybe bringing a little bit more in after a period of time because maybe you feel that you're not getting the benefit that you could be getting because you've got more beef or more meat on the frame?
Yeah, it is really challenging, especially when you get into those discussions around protein, because, you know, we don't use protein primarily for calories. You know, we do that with carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. We also don't use, you know, kind of protein primarily, you know, kind of as a building blocks for, you know, things like what we do with omegas and other fats. But ultimately, we use protein for our structural use, and then we use it for a functional use. And so, you know, this is kind of where that debate rages on, because if you move into kind of the sports nutrition circle, obviously, the demands for protein are going to go up with the amount of exercise or the type of exercise that you're doing. But at the end of the day, we all have kind of a base need for a certain amount of protein grams. And so, you know, I think that, you know, kind of the government recommendation, they kind of cap it at right around 50 grams, and they say most people are generally going to be okay if they get a minimum of 50 grams. We know that can be wildly different, you know, if you exercise 2 to 3 times a week, or, you know, if you have an extra amount of lean body mass or muscle mass on your frame. And so protein needs are that one nutrient to where, you know, there may never be true agreement on how much you actually need, but the benefit of you know, how we go about planning our protein needs is that there's a lot of leeway when it comes to planning. So we don't have to get hung up on it. That's really kind of the ultimate kind of takeaway I hope that people get from what I'm saying, is that when it comes to the amount of protein in our diet, you know, if we're making sure we get a minimum amount, and then if we're exercising, get an extra 15 to 20 grams, that can be an easy way for us to kind of, you know, determine how many grams we need total. And then when you kind of calculate in, you know, what is collagen doing for me? Once again, there's a lot of leeway. So collagen in general, I think the best use of collagen that it could ever have on the overall diet, when we kind of look at the numbers, is that it is balancing out the rest of our protein in terms of the amount of glycine and proline, those amino acids. It's balancing out those two amino acids across the board. And so we don't need a lot to be able to balance out, but it's kind of one of those things where it's the more the merrier, because if we have tissues that are in need of repair, or if we're trying to kind of get back into balance when it comes to making sure we're getting enough of those nutrients, some extra collagen can go a long way to help make sure that balance happens. So typically collagen in the industry is going to be in a dose somewhere between 10 to 20 grams. But generally speaking, most people will do just fine with about 10 grams. I know with our Collagen Beauty product that has 11 grams of protein in it. But if you were to walk that up to maybe, you know, 20, 30 grams, it's totally fine. You just are getting closer and closer to the unnecessary kind of side of the equation. So the nice thing about protein is that, you know, you can obviously get it, you know, pretty much anywhere. But making sure you're getting enough isn't as difficult as you think, especially if you eat some animal products. But then what collagen is doing is it's coming in and providing balance in all the individual amino acids to the rest of the proteins in your diet. And somewhere between 10 and 20 grams is going to be more than enough for the vast majority of people, unless you're one of those individuals that, just really needs to consume, you know, maybe 150, 200 grams of protein or more, which is very few of us. But for those individuals, they might need a little bit of a bigger dose just to help them meet their total needs in their diet.
Today we're talking with Travis L'Esperance. We're talking about collagen from Garden of Life. There's some really great choices at Stay Healthy. So when you head on over there, tell them you're interested in using the collagen. We're talking about the Collagen Beauty now. More coming up after the break. And don't forget, with the purchase, you can get a $3 off coupon and a free shaker cup. Make sure you mention it at the store. We'll be right back.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food-created nutrients, and typically, they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes, and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means Vitamin Code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Town and Country Center. Remember, Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. A new service of the store where you can email your orders and pick them up on your way over. They'll be ready for you when you get there. Email them at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. Contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. And remember, today we're talking Garden of Life. Travis Lesperance is with us today, and we're talking collagen. If you go in and purchase the collagens we're speaking about today, add an extra $3 off discount with a coupon that you can ask for at the register, and also get a free shaker cup. That's available for you for purchasing the collagen from Garden of Life. And remember, the Garden of Life line, 25 to 35% off every day already. So awesome prices on this awesome line. So Travis, somebody just chimed in and she said she wanted to know about, you know, adding this throughout her day, like in her smoothie, maybe in her yogurt, maybe throwing it in some salsa. She had chemotherapy. And her actual oncologist recommended that she use some collagen. She wants to know about adding it throughout the day and what your thoughts were.
Absolutely. Whatever would be the easiest or most practical way to include it, you know, especially if we're talking about a straight unflavored form, you know, it's got no taste, really no texture at all, just a very slight creaminess that you kind of get from it depending on how much liquid you mix it in with. But if you're mixing it with food, you'll likely not even know that it's there. So, you know, specifically for, you know, kind of general use, maybe more of the unflavored would be best. But if you're talking about something like the beauty formula, it does have the flavor. It does have a, you know, kind of that sweetness that's coming in using organic stevia. So all of that is kind of best used kind of on its own if you want to enjoy the flavor of it. But by all means, if you mix it in with a smoothie that, you know, you're throwing in some fruits and vegetables in there, that's probably one of the best uses, especially during the times when we need to recover, you know, and you mentioned the situation. It can be really difficult to make sure we're getting enough nutrition, making sure that we can get that nutrition down. A lot of times hunger can go away when we're under a lot of stress like that. So simple nutrition, easy nutrition, but high-quality nutrition, that's exactly what something like a collagen powder can do, and it can be used however you find it convenient. But the nice thing about it is that you'll likely not even know it's there. Whatever you mix it in with, you just get extra nutrition to go along the way.
So, you know, when we start talking about your health and nutrition, you know, the bottom line is get this collagen in, but you can tailor it to kind of what you're doing because your formulations are special that way. You know, so I think that really makes a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you want to mix it up throughout the day and maybe take a half scoop in the morning, half scoop at night, totally fine. Or, you know, if you're looking to kind of double up on the doses, especially with our beauty formulas, that's something that you could take more than one serving of. But whether or not you need it, that's always the question. So, yeah, either way, it's totally fine.
Now, your greens collagen, that's something that's really different. I was pleasantly surprised when I saw that.
Yeah, so we have our collagen greens beauty. And it's interesting, right? Because, you know, what purpose do greens serve when it comes to beauty? Well, they serve the purpose of all other great nutrition in the diet and providing antioxidants and vitamins and minerals and even things like fiber. All of these things serve the purpose of helping to maintain our health in general. But then with the collagen on top of it, of course, we have the benefit of things like hair, skin, and nails. And so we made our greens powder. And I kind of make this joke, right? You know, whenever I'm talking about it, with a, you know, kind of a dinner training with, you know, 40 or 50 retailers, I just kind of ask people to raise their hands, and I say, you know, raise your hand if you're one of, like, the four people left on Earth that still takes a greens powder every day. And generally speaking, you know, just a couple of hands go up. And that's because we've seen over the last 5 years, we've seen that people just don't seem to be taking greens anymore. And it's really unfortunate. I think we've seen a little bit of a shift in the industry, to where people kind of went away from the truly foundational ingredients in their diet, you know, making sure they're getting enough vitamins, enough minerals, you know, their multivitamins. How about making sure that they're getting enough protein? making sure they're getting enough of their omega-3s is always important. But then also making sure you're getting enough greens. And, you know, especially when we have kind of our go-go-go lifestyle, you know, we often don't take the time to sit down and make sure we're getting a salad or make sure that we're eating enough of those servings of greens, vegetables, even more so than just making sure we're getting fruits and vegetables. So we made our collagen greens beauty formula. It's basically a two-for-one product. You get a full greens formula along with a good dose of collagen, 11 grams of collagen, the same amount that's in our beauty. So with that being said, one of the interesting things about the formula itself is that, once again, we recognize that, hey, we want to try and get some more greens in people's diet, but, you know, be able to kind of benefit exactly what they're looking for with some greens along the way, especially for individuals who don't have, you know, that lawnmower engine attached to their blender to be able to blend up their kale every morning. That's certainly how I like to have kale. You know, who enjoys kind of munching on, a leaf of kale for 10 minutes? But having something that they can take on the go with them in a shaker cup, we have our free shaker cups, as you mentioned, with every purchase. But mixing that up on the go, then the real question is, well, how much greens are we actually getting here? Because a lot of brands will just put a little pinch of a greens powder and call it a day. We actually have a bigger dose of greens in our collagen greens beauty formula than we put into our actual greens powder, our perfect food raw. So this is not kind of, you know, taking shortcuts here and saying, hey, there's a little bit of greens in there and you got kind of a pixie dust dose. No, you're getting 4.1 grams of our greens powder, which is based off of our spinach and kale. Of course, those are organic. And then with that, we have our grass juice powders, which gives you the concentration of not just, you know, something like, you know, wheatgrass juice or something, but we're actually drying that into a powder, and we have a patented process to guarantee that it stays nice and stable. You're not losing that nutrition. And we actually guarantee, this is a bit of a larger discussion maybe, but there's a lot of ways in which companies will say, hey, we put some greens in there, so that's kind of like two servings or something of your vegetables. We've never done that before at Garden of Life. We've never actually put serving sizes, because how can you truly compare, you know, what a serving of spinach is then when it goes through the drying process into a serving once it's in its powder? But we have been working with our suppliers for almost 20 years now, and they've developed a system to where they can guarantee that 100% of the nutrition that went into the initial drying process to get our wonderful greens powders, that's guaranteed to come out the other side, and that's exactly what you're getting. So we guarantee that just from the spinach and the kale, not from the grass juice powders, you are getting a literal equivalent of 1.5 servings of actual vegetables from that spinach and kale. So that plus the grass juice powders on top of it gives you a bigger dose of vegetables than what we actually have in our perfect food raw. So that's a fantastic product. It's got other ingredients, and it's a little bit more diverse in terms of its, kind of all the different sources of nutrition. But we wanted to really just stick with just the green leafy vegetables in this formula. So you get a full serving of greens, 1.5 servings actually, plus your collagen powder, and it's a true two-for-one that you can take on the go with you to support hair, skin, and nails, and just general beauty.
You know, as I'm listening to you here, I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's probably a lot of wonderful things that we may not even know about our good health. And as we start to try some of these formulas, you know, a lot of people will look at this greens beauty and say, oh, good, I can use this. Now I don't have to eat my greens. And I say the same thing with all of them. This is above and beyond, not instead of.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those things to where, yeah, I've actually seen research. It's interesting, right? Because there's always a such thing as done enough. And then one thing that we kind of overlook sometimes when it comes to nutrition is, in some areas, there's always a such thing as too much. So the same thing is true with greens. You don't have to be getting 30 servings of greens every single day to maintain maximal health. But there truly is that sweet spot where if you're getting that 5 to 9 servings and you're getting some diversity amongst those servings and it's mostly vegetables, then that is going to give you about as good of a foundation in your diet as you could ask for. And that's whether you're on a vegan diet or a paleo diet or a Weston A. Price diet, making sure you have that side of the plate with those wonderful, especially green leafy vegetables, it's going to go a long way to making sure that you don't have gaps in your diet. And that's exactly what the collagen greens beauty is all about. We want to support hair, skin, and nails, but we want to shore up gaps in the diet in general, and that's what makes this kind of perfect foundational nutrition that you can take on the go with you.
Another question. If someone is eating a vegetarian diet, obviously these products will not fit the bill for them if they are a strict vegetarian. Am I correct?
That's right. Collagen is always going to be coming from an animal product. And, you know, kind of, you know, an ironic twist is that one of the best uses for collagen is for people who get most of their protein from animal products. Because if you're eating animal products, you know, sometimes you can actually have an imbalance in the types of animal products that you're getting. If you're a vegetarian or vegan, you generally don't run into that issue as long as you're getting a lot of diversity amongst the plant proteins that you're consuming. But for those who eat animal products, don't just stick to muscle meats. Don't just stick to eggs or even dairy, right? Those are going to give you specific types of proteins, but the collagen or the connective tissue of the animal, that's going to give you balance because you have connective tissue as well. So if you're going to eat animal products, get diversity just as much as if you eat plant products, get diversity. Diversity is the key, and collagen provides that you might not be getting in the diet otherwise.
Another thing, if you're not a big breakfast eater in the morning, can you just throw this in a little juice, shake it up, and drink it?
I think you certainly could. And one of the things about it is, you know, we wanted to make sure that we don't have, you know, excess carbohydrates or something like that. So it really is just kind of a nice little shot of that protein. For someone who wants to, you know, kind of maintain that, you know, kind of that fasted kind of state, maybe some MCTs, you know, something like our collagen creamer would be great to mix in there. But, you know, by all means, if you want to keep your breakfast nice and light, just supply your body with, you know, that nice little dose of protein. It's a great way to go. You're not getting any sugar. You're not getting any excess carbs. You're not even getting any fats in something like the collagen greens beauty. You're just getting straight nutrition. So, yeah, perfect for mixing in with the morning and kind of going about your day and maybe getting your first meal a couple hours later.
So let's apply the same question to this as we do when we're talking about probiotics. Is it a good idea to shake it up and try different ones and rotate and maybe work your way through the line? Or is it a good idea to just pick one and stay with?
You know, this is kind of an interesting discussion, right? Because, you know, sometimes when we talk about collagens, some people are very kind of partial to the specific types of collagen. We know there's over a dozen types of collagen that we make in our body. And, of course, other animals make various types of collagen as well. When you look at the actual nutrition that a collagen or a gelatin or even a bone broth, right, any type of connective tissue from a protein source, when you look at the overall nutrition that you're getting on the protein front, it's all about the ratios of amino acids that it provides. And when you actually line up all the different types of collagen, what you'll find is that they almost have a very almost an identical amino acid profile. All of them are giving you a big dose of glycine, a big dose of proline, and that's really what it's about. So what I would say is that the diversity is probably more important with categories of protein like connective tissue, muscle tissue, you know, eggs, dairy, plant-based. That's really where there's probably a bigger need for diversity rather than within the category of connective tissue itself, whether it's gelatin or collagen or broth. But it's always nice to mix it up in terms of, you know, the types of applications that you're doing, and that might require different formulas. And then when you look at all the additional cofactors and, you know, sometimes clinically studied ingredients that we have, when we add those into it, then that's kind of taking it to another level in terms of the overall nutrition it's giving you. But in general, the overall protein that you're getting, that's largely going to be very similar from one type of connective tissue to the other. But making sure you're getting enough, that's really the ultimate goal, making sure you're getting the right amount of grams. But you can certainly mix it up depending on how you're applying it.
Another question. Somebody just chimed in. They want to know about using the beauty collagen in soup or stew. They said they have a hot lunch every day. They use it in their smoothie, but they'd like to carry it with them and use it in their soup, or they said soup, chili, broth, or a hot lunch. Can it be added to that without damaging the effect?
Well, certainly it's not going to damage it. But the one thing I would say is that, you know, these are kind of designed to be more of like a sweet flavor. So we have like our cranberry pomegranate. We have our strawberry lemonade. You know, we even have in our super beauty formula that's going to be blueberry acai. So those are, you know, best used probably for just like a cold beverage, you know, mixed up. They mix in, you know, no problem. You know, they dissolve and you don't have any issues from that perspective. But, you know, something like a smoothie with other fruits in it or mixing in a cold beverage just by itself. You know, even our Greens Beauty has an apple flavor. So If you prefer to have cranberry pomegranate in your stew, like your chili or something, then by all means, right? But, you know, when it comes to how we designed it, it was more so just either on its own or in a fruit smoothie or something like that.
You know how I like it is in plain yogurt. You know, because it will turn the flavor of plain yogurt into that flavor and make plain old boring plain yogurt taste incredible. You know, then you can add even chia seeds and all ground flax and all that stuff to it as well. Throw your nuts and fruit. But it's really good if you just take a plain yogurt with you to work and put it in there. You will love your yogurt so much more. Plus, you're getting this extra layer of benefits. So just an idea.
Yeah, and especially combining those two proteins together, it just is going to give you even more balance between the dairy protein, the collagen protein, and you're just setting yourself off right beginning of the day by providing just that flood of all those good aminos to help that all the processes that you need it for.
You know, this is interesting. We have a little bit of time. She said, my doctor, my gastroenterologist in Los Angeles, is also very naturopathic and suggested that I get collagen. I was having some skin conditions. He said it would also be good for my leaky gut. So I'm just wondering, do I have to go with the plain collagen, or would one of these two you talked about today also help my stomach?
All of them are going to work because we're all using the same kind of base of that protein source. It's going to be a type 1 and type 3 collagen. So you're getting all those wonderful aminos. You're getting the glycine, the proline. And specifically when it comes to gut health, I'll just say this. When it comes to, you know, how do we maximally support our digestive tract from a nutritional basis? Of course, we want to make sure that we're supporting the microbiome, making sure we're getting a lot of fermentable fibers, not too much, but, you know, getting the normal amount that we find in fruits and vegetables, and, you know, if we eat things like legumes, and, you know, finding ways to make sure we're maximally supporting those good bacteria, even fermented foods, of course. But then with that, you know, what about the other nutrients? Well, we have to make sure we keep our sugars down. If they're coming from a natural source, then I guess that's okay, but it's always a matter of, you know, what's the balance with the fibers and everything else. But then from a protein perspective, this is where it gets really unique with collagen, because collagen is going to mimic the types of aminos that we use to make up not just, you know, the epithelial tissue along the intestinal tract, but specifically things like the tight junctions. So we know that glutamine is very important, right, to help kind of build the structural glue that holds the cells together along the digestive tract. But so too do glycine and proline. These are very simple aminos, and they all kind of play a role in kind of holding the integrity of our digestive tract together. And so one other thing that makes collagen, or just protein in general, beneficial for the gut is that the small intestine, you know, it doesn't rely on blood sugar for its main source of energy. It doesn't rely on even fat, the fat in your diet or the fat in your bloodstream, you know, kind of moving around to feed the cells of your body. What your digestive tract, specifically your small intestine, relies on is proteins. That's where it gets a lot of its energy from. So making sure you're getting enough protein in your diet, number one, that's important. But making sure the types of protein are maximally supporting the gut, that's where collagen can come in and give you those specific types of protein that can go the extra length to be able to specifically support the digestive tract.
You know, and thank you for that. That was a good explanation. I appreciate it. If you use the collagen for a while and then you stop using it, obviously, I always feel like you just kind of slide back to where you were before you started taking it. And I think that it's really important to be able to utilize the collagen on an ongoing basis. I think it's really important.
Yeah, and like I said, especially if you know if you struggle to get enough overall protein in your diet, you'll really notice it when you take any protein out, but specifically, you know, a supplemental protein that was kind of getting you to that 100% of your needs. But then more importantly, that collagen in particular, we keep harping on it, the glycine and proline content, it can be so beneficial for individuals who are simply not getting enough, or their bodies are demanding all the more because they're in a recovery process that's kind of ongoing. So, you know, you'll notice collagen, if it's the right protein for you, you'll notice the benefits very quickly. But I think you'll also notice, you know, kind of the detriment when you take it away and you switch over to a different protein. So it's not for everyone. It's an animal product, of course, and we have plant proteins for people who want otherwise. But for those who need that specific type of protein to maximally benefit the glue that holds them together, which is the most dominant protein in your body, you'll notice the benefits from a collagen because it's the only type of protein that can specifically provide you with the right types of aminos in the right ratios to maximally support them.
You know, I think it's really important for people to realize that as we get more and more of this good stuff going, and as we start to really start making a difference in the way our body is feeling and healing, it's dramatically life-changing. And I think that I really appreciate that you took the time to kind of really explain this today, because it does make a difference on how we learn things and how we benefit and how we relate it to our individual health and well-being. I thank you so much for being here today and for taking the time to make this understandable.
Thanks, Dr. Berg.
Have a great day. Hope to see you at Expo.
You as well.
My guest today, Travis L'Esperance, representing Garden of Life. Today we talked about the collagen beauty and the collagen greens. If you go in and you purchase those, not only do you get the benefit of the 25 to 35% benefit discount on Garden of Life products every day, but you can also get a $3 off coupon, and you can also get a free shaker cup that you can carry with you and shake it at work. Or, you know, I think you're going to love it, because all you really have to do is add it to cold water, as well as a smoothie and yogurt and all that stuff as well. So go to Stay Healthy and pick up your Garden of Life collagen, the beauty formula, the greens formula. You're going to really, really enjoy them. And I think you're going to love the flavors. Two flavors of the collagen beauty: strawberry lemonade and cranberry pomegranate. That sounds really good. And I think that the collagen beauty with greens is an apple flavor. So how cool is that? Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Stay Healthy is now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. They've been doing it right for a really, really long time. So I think when it comes right down to it, get yourself as healthy as you can and get the great advice and support from the most knowledgeable staff at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They have the best products, the highest quality products, great prices, as well as awesome information and an education every time you go in. And all of it in a full service environment. How cool is that? 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center is where you'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. When you go in to Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you. You're going to find great information, and you're going to feel better that this time around you've got a little GPS roadmap that might just make things a little bit better for you along the way, meaning that things are going to be better and you're going to have a better chance at being successful with your health. And they're there for you every time you come in to make sure you stay on course and on point. And that's really important for them to be able to be part of your healing, healthy journey. Once again, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. And remember, if you want to email your order, you can do that. Contact us at StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Contact us at StayHealthyLasVegas.com with your order. It'll be ready when you get there. And of course, don't forget to go to their new webpage, StayHealthyLasVegas.com, where my podcasts are now available for you to listen to whenever it's convenient for you. You can also print a coupon to use on your next visit at the store, and you can leave your email address for future newsletters. And I just got the most recent one, and they're really, really good. So, you know, we all need great information, and we all need to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to stay in touch and up to date and relevant, and they're going to help you with that. So there's no guessing. There's no, I didn't know, because you will be aware. I thank you for tuning into the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. Remember, these podcasts are available, and they make them available on my webpage as well as Stay Healthy's for you to stay in touch and stay on key. Remember, Garden of Life, the collagen product we talked about today, the beauty and the greens, 25 to 35% off every day. Get the free shaker cup and the $3 off coupon. Just tell them you heard the show. Have a great day, everyone, and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.